This is Fahad Aftab of HDFT. We did take to a doctor. My elder, their service is January 26, 2013. Patient name is Clara Noble, Claranobles. Date of birth is. August 4, 1946. Primary care physician in Graciela Rojas. Located at 4201 St. Antoine Street, Detroit, Michigan, 4201. Phone number 313-966-2492. Fax number 313-993-993-0657. For next paragraph, reason for visit, follow-up. Next paragraph, dear colleagues, we have the pleasure of seeing Ms. Noble, a 66-year-old woman with past medical history significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, COPD, anemia, chronic kidney disease, coronary artery disease status post left heart catheterization done on February 11, 2009. Showing mid RCS stent, 30% restenosed, and focal aneurysm segment in mid left circumflex, as well as OM 1, 2, and 3 with 30 to 40% diffuse lesion. Period. Comma, peripheral arterial disease status post peripheral angiogram done on August 25, 2010, with
next paragraph,
successful revascularization of the left TP trunk. Period. Comma. DVT status post ICD filter. Period. She came to our clinic today as a follow-up. Period. Next paragraph. On today's visit, she's complaining of exertion shortness of breath after walking 20 steps for about 1 year. Period. She also complains of dizziness, which is worse on changing positions for more than 1 month, and it's associated with nausea. Period. She denies any chest pain, orthopnea, palpitation, claudication, or bilateral lymphedema. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history significant for number one, hypertension, number two, hyperlipidemia, next point, COPD, next point, anemia, next point, chronic kidney disease, next point, coronary artery disease status post left heart catheterization. Done on February 11, 2009, showing focal aneurysm segment and mid segment of the left circumflex. OM 1, 2, and 3 had 30 to 40% diffuse lesion. RCA dominant vessel and 30% in restenosis. Period. Next point. Peripheral arterial disease status post peripheral angiogram done on August 25, 2010, with successful revascularization of the left TP trunk. Period. Next point. DVT status post IVC filter. Next paragraph. Past surgical history is significant for colostomy and paraesophageal hernia repair. Next paragraph, allergies, known on drug allergies. Period. Next paragraph, current medications include Protonix 40 mg once daily. Next point, Imdor 60 mg once a day. Next point, Tenormin 100 mg once a day. Next point, Hydralazine 50 mg twice a day. Next point, Xanax 1 mg three times a day. Next point, Methadone 50 mg five times a day. Next point, Nitroglycerin 0.4 mg PRN. Next point, Xarelto 20 mg. Next paragraph, physical examination. Vital signs today include blood pressure of 142 by 83, heart rate 66, weight 236, height 5'10". Please copy normal physical examination. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. Number one, EKG, done on August 30, 2012. Please copy from cardiology clinic note of October 11, 2012, page 2. Next point, Arterial Doppler ultrasound study of the lower extremities done on November 10, 2012 shows monophasic right anterior tibial absent flow in left mid SFA and severe atherosclerosis in intrapopliteal arteries bilaterally. Period. Next point. Lab chemistry is performed on December 17, 2012 shows glucose 98, urine nitrogen 18, creatinine 0.8, calcium 9.3. Copy the following diagnostic investigations from cardiology clinic note of October 11, 2012, page 2 and page 3, which include lower extremity venous Doppler bilateral done on September 18, 2012, X-ray of the left femur done on September 18, 2012, X-ray of the pelvis and left hip done on September 18, 2012, echocardiogram done on September 19, 2012, lower extremity arterial PVR done on September 19, 2012, DLCO done on September 19, 2012, lower extremity duplex ultrasound done on June 30, 2012, arterial Doppler ultrasound study of the lower extremities done on January 19, 2012, peripheral angiogram done on August 25, 2010, left heart catheterization done on February 11, 2009, percentine myocardial perfusing image done on August 6, 2010, perinex pericardial heart disease. The patient is a known patient of coronary artery disease status post left heart catheterization performed on February 11, 2009, which showed 30% restenosis of the stent in mid RCA. OM1, 2, and 3 had 30 to 40% diffuse lesion and focal aneurysm segment in mid left circumflex. Period. On today's visit, she denies any palpitation or chest pain. Period. We advise her to stay compliant with her medication and we will continue to monitor her condition and follow-up appointment in 2 months. Period. Next point. Exertion shortness of breath. On today's visit, the patient complains of exertion shortness of breath after walking 10 to 20 steps for about 1 year. Period. An echocardiogram performed on September 19, 2012 showed ejection fraction of 55 to 60% and moderate asymmetrical septal hypertrophy with septal thickness of 16 to 19 millimeter. Period. It also showed impaired relaxation and left atrium was markedly dilated, as we dilated. Period. There was a moderate pulmonic regurgitation as well. Period. On this visit, the patient has been scheduled for a 2D echocardiogram to check for progression of structural heart disease and valvular heart disease. Period. We will continue to monitor her condition and follow up appointment in 2 months. Period. Next point. Hypertension. On today's visit, the patient's blood pressure is about 142 by 83. Period. We advise the patient to stay compliant to her medication and follow up with their primary care physician regarding this matter. Period. We will also continue to monitor her condition and follow up appointment in 2 months. Next point, peripheral vascular disease. The patient is a known case of peripheral arterial disease status post peripheral angiography performed on August 25, 2010, which showed sir.
Finish paragraph diagnostic test number 1 EKG. And today we have an EKG patient with a ventricular rate of 15
left per minute. Period. ADA revascularization and successful revascularization of left TP trunk. Period. On today's visit, the patient denies any claudication. But an arterial Doppler ultrasound study of the lower extremities done on October 11, 2012 shows monophasic right anterior tibial flow Absent flow in left mid SFA and severe atherosclerosis in infrapopliteal arteries bilaterally, period. On today's visit, the patient has been scheduled for an ABI for peripheral vascular disease. Period. We will reassess in 2 months and make further decisions at the time. Period. Next, lightheadedness. On today's visit, the patient complains of positional lightheadedness for more than 1 month that is associated with nausea. Period. On today's visit, the patient has been scheduled for a carotid ultrasound to screen for any carotid stenosis. Period. Next point. Hyperlipidemia. The patient has known hyperlipidemic. Period. We advise the patient to follow up with their primary care physician regarding this matter. Period. Next point. Valvular heart disease. The patient has a history of valvular heart disease showing moderate pulmonary regurgitation and marked atrial dilation of the left and right atrium. Period. On today's visit, the patient complains of exertion shortness of breath after walking 10 to 20 steps for about 1 year. Period. On today's visit, the patient has been scheduled for a 2D echocardiogram to check for progression of valvular disease. Period. We will continue to monitor her condition and follow up appointment in 2 months. Period. Next point. Cardiopharmacogenomics. DNA buccal swab to confirm genotypes and aid in dosing medication metabolized by the CYP450 pathways. Period. Next point is DVT. DVT and its status post. IVC filter placement. Period. On today's visit, the patient denies any leg pain and is taking Xarelto 20 mg. Anticoagulation therapy, period. We advise the patient to stay compliant with their medication, and we will continue to monitor her condition and follow up appointment in 2 months, period. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. Nobles. Our phone number has been provided for her to call with any questions or concerns. We will see her back in our clinic in 2 months, period. In the meanwhile, she is instructed to continue to see her primary care physician regarding continuity of care, period. Thank you very much. Sincerely, a VT data for Dr. Mahir Elder. This is the end of this dictation, period.